Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Feiern is to celebrate. Feiern. How would you say I celebrate? Ich feiere. How would you say you celebrate? Du feierst. How would you say you guys celebrate? Ihr feiert. How would you say we celebrate? Wir feiern. How would you say, where do you celebrate New Year's Eve? Wo feierst du Silvester? You see, we say Silvester for New Year's Eve. Actually easy to remember, right? Picture like you're celebrating New Year's Eve with Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester, you see? So, Silvester is New Year's Eve in German. Wo feierst du Silvester? Where do you celebrate New Year's Eve? How would you say, I celebrate New Year's Eve at home? Ich feiere Silvester zu Hause. How would you say, I don't celebrate New Year's Eve at home? Ich feiere Silvester nicht zu Hause. How would you say, I celebrate New Year's Eve with the family? Ich feiere Silvester mit der Familie. You see, mit der Familie. It's actually die Familie. So it's female, family in German, die Familie. But mit, with, so mit in German triggers the dative. And the female dative article, you remember, is der. So it's mit der Familie, with the family. How would you say, I celebrate New Year's Eve with my wife? Ich feiere Silvester mit meiner Frau. You see, mit meiner Frau. Mit der Frau, with the woman. Mit triggers the dative. So we have to use the dative female article. Der. Mit der Frau, with the woman, with the wife. Mit meiner Frau, with my wife. Meiner, same ending. ER, so we carry on the same ending. How would you say, do you celebrate New Year's Eve with your family? Feierst du Silvester mit deiner Familie? You see, mit deiner Familie, same pattern. Dein is your, but deiner with the same ending, ER, because mit triggers dative. Familie is female, so we have to carry on the ER from the female article in the dative. Der, mit deiner Familie, with your family. How would you say, do you celebrate New Year's Eve with your wife? Feierst du Silvester mit deiner Frau? How would you say in the past, I have celebrated? Ich habe gefeiert. You see, gefeiert is the participle. Ich habe gefeiert. How would you say, where have you celebrated Christmas? Wo hast du Weihnachten gefeiert? You remember, Weihnachten is Christmas. Wo hast du Weihnachten gefeiert? Where have you celebrated Christmas? How would you say, I have celebrated Christmas with the family? Ich habe Weihnachten mit der Familie gefeiert. You remember, gefeiert, the second verb has to be kicked to the end. Ich habe Weihnachten mit der Familie gefeiert. How would you say, I have celebrated Christmas with my family? Ich habe Weihnachten mit meiner Familie gefeiert. How would you say, I celebrated Christmas with my wife? Ich habe Weihnachten mit meiner Frau gefeiert. You see, mit, triggering the dative, mit der Familie, mit meiner Familie, mit meiner Frau. The female article in dative is der. How would you say, I've celebrated Christmas with my mother? Ich habe Weihnachten mit meiner Mutter gefeiert. Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb verbieten, to prohibit or to forbid. Verbieten, to prohibit. Like when you forbid someone to smoke in a room, for example. So, here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I send you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.